Good morning. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping. Speaking of the birds chirping, if anyone needs an automatic alarm clock, I have a bird right outside my bedroom window at 5:45 every morning. It sings this beautiful song to me. It hasn't missed a day yet. So if you'd like to borrow my alarm clock, let me know. I'll see if I could catch it. Prayers and concerns this morning. Roger Williamson is having some back issues, and we'd like to keep Roger in our prayers for him. Also, Pastor Sue has had her second COVID shot and is having some side effects from it. That's why she's not here today. So keep her in your prayers too. I have a note sent from the Gordons. As you know, we've had Claire in our prayers for a while. It says, Sandusky United Methodist Church family, thank you so much for the prayer shawl, the many cards, prayers, and words of support. Our little girl is blessed with so many prayer warriors. She is doing great and so thankful for all those who are on her side. One day at a time, and this will all be behind us. Thank you, and God bless the Gordon family, Claire, Mason, Mark, and Tina. So we shall keep the Gordon family in our prayers also. We have birthdays this week. Sandy Bowerman, Kim Norton, and Bree Mattis. So let's sing happy birthday a cappella. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And I don't have any anniversaries. Do we have any anniversaries that I'm not aware of? I will go into the announcements. The Red Cross Blood Drive will be here on Thursday, April 22nd, from 11:30 to 6:15. We are the host church this month, so come on down and we'll have a lot of fun with our blood drive. Grief Share classes will be in Wesley Hall on Mondays, April the 19th at 6 o'clock. We have a Bible study group that is being led by Pastor in Wesley Hall on Wednesdays, April 21st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Sanilac County Community Mental Health is hosting a free suicide prevention Zoom meeting on Thursday, the 22nd of this month, from 10 to 11:30. And there is a phone number to call and an email that you can register through. The Community Ladies Bible Study will be held at The Well in downtown Sandusky on Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Upcoming food pantries. Saturday the 24th will be in Marlette at the VFW Hall. And Monday, the 26th, will be here in Sandusky at the Sanilac Transportation. We have a newsletter deadline of this Friday, so if you have new news that you'd like to add, please call the church office and make some arrangements. Oh, and I have one other birthday that I want to share. Virginia Reitenberg, and I'm not sure how old Virginia is, 94. She had her birthday on the 17th yesterday. If you'd like to send Virginia a card, just contact the church office and we'll give you the address. and Carrie is waving to me. Hi, Carrie. It's so nice to hear baby voices in the church pews, believe me. Welcome to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. This morning, Carrie Gentry will be bringing us the morning message. I am Suzanne Hickson, the worship leader for this morning. Please quiet our minds and prepare our hearts for worship. Our first praise song this morning is The Old Rugged Cross, and we have our hymnals in the pews. It's on page 504. And our spirit song right after that is on page 347. So can we stand and join in with The Old Rugged Cross?
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I loved that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sin. I will cling to the aura. change it someday for a
praise song is the spirit song. Please join me in the call to worship. Let there be one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. For all those led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Come, walk in the way of the Lord with songs of gladness and joy. The Lord is near to all. Upon him. To all who call upon him in truth.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer, thanking you for this day and the opportunity to gather here together for worshiping you, Lord. We ask for your blessing upon this service and all that are here, and those listening on the radio. We ask you to help us open our hearts and minds to grasp onto your word for a better understanding and relationship with you, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Our hymn of promise is our is the hymn of promise.
707.
707, but I'm not sure if the prompt and the words match, but we'll do our best.
In the bulb there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until it's season, something God alone can see. There's a song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery, unrevealed until it's season, something God alone can see.
Seated. This morning's reading is from the Old Testament, Psalms 34, verses 1 through 22. So it's rather lengthy, so relax. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I will constantly speak of his glories and grace. I will boast of all his kindness to me. Let all who are discouraged take heart. Let us praise the Lord together and exalt his name. For I cried to him, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Others, too, were radiant at what he did for them. Theirs was no downcast look of rejection. This poor man cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. For the angel of the Lord guards and rescues all who reveres him. Oh, put God to the test and see how kind he is. See for yourself the way his mercy shower down on all who trust in him. If you belong to the Lord, reverence him, for everyone who does this has everything he needs. Even strong lions sometimes go hungry, but those of us who reverence the Lord will never lack any good thing. Sons and daughters, come and listen. Let me teach you the importance of trusting and fearing the Lord. Do you want a long, good life? Then watch your tongue. Keep your lips from lying. Turn from all known sin and spend your time in doing good. Try to live in peace with everyone. Work hard at it. For the eyes of the Lord are intently watching all who live good lives, and he gives attention when they cry to him. But the Lord has made up his mind to wipe out even the memory of evil men from the earth. Yes, the Lord hears the good man when he calls to him for help and saves him out of all his troubles. The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. He rescues those who are humbly sorry for their sins. The good man does not escape all troubles. He has them too. But the Lord helps him in each and every one. God even protects him from accidents. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked, and heavy penalties are meted out to those who hate the good. But for those who serve the Lord, he will redeem them. Everyone who takes refuge in him will be freely pardoned. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Sue. I blundered up on that Psalm 34 this past week. It says an awful lot that all of us can use, especially whenever we have any kind of problem. It addresses it. Now we will go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to worship you. We thank you for all the gifts and blessings that you have given to all of us, but especially for the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the atonement of sin for everyone, past, present, and future, because of the love that you have for us. We ask for your blessing for all on our prayer list. There are so many sick with COVID. Please be with them, Lord. We have others who are grieving for loss of loved ones. You are the great physician and our Savior, Lord. Please put your caring arms around them to let them know that you love them and that you are with them always, with nothing to fear in this world. Lord, we ask you to bless our country and our leaders. Bless our world with peace, Lord. Please help us. There's so much violence every day anymore. Lord, we ask your blessing on your church here in Sandusky to help us grow spiritually. We pray that you will help mature us and to strengthen our love for you and for others. Please bless our community and businesses, and a special prayer for Thumb Elite Athletics this week. We pray for your guidance when we face trials, problems, and temptations in this fallen world to help us make good choices by obeying you and your word and allow our faith in you to grow. Lord, we are all sinners, and we pray for your mercy and grace upon us as we pray in unison as you have taught us. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Amen. Let's see. I'm going to stay up there. My gospel reading this morning from Matthew 6:27. K Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. And then Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 to 46. Then, accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, "Pray that you will not be overcome by temptation." He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. At last, he stood up again and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted from grief. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked. "Get up and pray, otherwise temptation will overpower you." I came across this and it really struck me different. I had never understood it quite like I did this past week. Maybe I can help someone here with this. There's so much here that I never even saw before. It's amazing about the Bible. I don't care what you read. The day you get one meaning, tomorrow another, next year another, out of the same passage. My title of the message today is, "Go to Your Heavenly Father." Today's verse is taken from the Sermon on the Mount, a famous set of Jesus' teachings found in the Gospel of Matthew. It comes in a section where Jesus is talking about worry, and it asks a rhetorical question. What effect do our thoughts have on things that are impossible to change? Let's take a look at what Jesus meant by this question and the ramifications his teaching has on our lives today. Have you ever spent time thinking about your own thoughts? What do you think about? Pause for a moment and consider the thoughts that have crossed your mind just in the past hour. How many were on things that you can't do anything about? It's so easy to get caught up in thoughts of the past, or even our physical appearance, or what may or may not happen tomorrow, or even later this afternoon. Even though we can't do much, if anything, about these things, we still spend time worrying about them. Jesus' question in this verse in Matthew reminds us that such thinking is futile. Mulling over unchangeable facts does nothing good for us. Yet, we are all guilty of wasting our most precious commodity. Adult Sunday school class is what? There's a lot of you out there. Time. It's a human being's most valued commodity. Time. Don't believe me? Sleep, eat, work, entertainment, pleasure. Whatever you do takes time. It's a human being's most valued commodity. You know. Are you struggling with fear today? Is it the pandemic, a job, food, unplanned pregnancy, health issues, loss of a loved one, problems with a loved one, or something else? Are you seeing the size of your worries and not the size of your Savior? I think I can point you in a direction that might help you to size up your fear. I'd like to start with a long look at Jesus, a long look at his face. It's the expression of Jesus that puzzles us. We've never before seen his face like this. Do we see Jesus smiling? Yes. Do we see Jesus weeping? Yes. Do we see Jesus' face stern? Yes. But do we actually see Jesus' face in agony and anguish when he was on the cross? Can you picture that? Let's take a better look. His cheeks are streaked with tears. His face is flooded with sweat, drops of blood dripping from his chin. You remember the night. Jesus left the city and went to the Mount of Olives, and his followers went with him. When he reached the destination, Jesus said to them, "Pray for strength against temptation." Then Jesus went about a stone's throw away from them. He kneeled down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take away this cup of suffering. But do what you want, not what I want." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him to strengthen him. Being full of pain, Jesus prayed even harder. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Again, you can find that in Luke 22:39-44. What do we do with this image of Jesus? Quite simply, we turn it to our thoughts. We turn to it when we look and feel the same as Jesus does in this situation that he's in. And we've never been in a situation like that. We talk about little bitty situations, and we don't know what to do. We read it when we feel the same way. We can read it when we feel afraid. For isn't it likely that fears was one of the emotions that Jesus felt? One might even argue that fear was the primary emotion he had. He saw something in the future, so fierce, so foreboding, that he begged for a change of plans. "Father, if you are willing, take away this cup of suffering." What causes you to pray the same prayer? Facing a pandemic today? Maybe leaving your house, being in a crowd, walking into a hospital or a funeral home, boarding an airplane or an elevator, speaking publicly, starting a new job, getting married, driving on the freeway. There's so many ways. The source of your fear may seem small to others and nothing at all to some others, but it still freezes you in your tracks. It makes your heart pound and brings blood to your face. And that's what happened to Jesus that day. He was so afraid that he bled. Doctors described this condition as hematidrosis. Severe anxiety causes the release of chemicals that break down the capillaries in the sweat glands. When this occurs, sweat comes out tinged with blood. Jesus was more than anxious. He was afraid, just like we are many times. Fear is worry's big brother. If worry is a burlap sack, fear is a trunk of concrete. It wouldn't budge. How remarkable that Jesus felt such fear. how kind that he told us about it. It's wonderful. He's being an example and telling us about it. This is the part I never saw before when I've read this before. What's that telling us? It's telling us that Jesus was human. He was worried. He was afraid. But he obeyed the Father. And what did he do? He went to the Father in prayer. First and foremost, think about that. What a wonderful example he is for all of us. Remember, we read in Luke 22, verse 43, an angel came and strengthened Jesus. We, as humans, we tend to do the opposite. We gloss over our fears. We cover them up. Keep our sweaty palms in our pockets, our nausea and dry mouths a secret. Look for any excuse we can come up with. Not so with Jesus. We see no mask of strength for him. But we do hear a request for strength in prayer to the Father. Father, if you are willing, take away this cup of suffering. The first one to hear his fear is his father. He could have gone to his mother. He could have confided in his disciples. He could have assembled a prayer meeting. All would have been appropriate. But none were his priority. He went first to his father, just as we all should. I'm giving Jesus as an example today, but I'm even going to use myself. Try to. As you know, I've lost two children. It's the most difficult thing I think a parent or anyone can go through, losing a child. If there's something more, I don't know what it is. One died of natural causes, the other one died of a murder. I've had many people ask me, how do I get through it? Get through it through faith in God. It's the only way you can. It's unchangeable. You can't do anything about it because you want to change it, but you can't. But you have to go forward. Oh, how we tend to go everywhere else. First to the bar, to the counselor, to the self-help book, or to the friend next door. But not Jesus. The first one to hear his fear was Father in heaven. How did Jesus endure the terror of the crucifixion? He went to the Father first with his fears. Here's what's so interesting. I have so many people tell me, I pray, but my prayers aren't answered. He doesn't hear me. The Father did not take the cup away as Jesus had asked. But he did send an angel to strengthen him, to endure him through the crucifixion. God's love, your faith and trust in him can do the exact same thing for each and every one of you. Do the same with yours. Don't avoid life's garden of Gethsemane. Enter them. But while you're there, be truly honest with yourself. Pounding the ground is permitted. Tears are allowed. And if you sweat blood, you won't be the first. Do what Jesus did. Open your heart and be specific like Jesus was. Take this cup, he prayed. Give God the details. That's what he wants to hear from you. Give God the date of the event, the number of the flight. Tell him about the doctor's appointment that you fear the results of. Share the details of the job transfer, the new boss. Don't worry about taking up his time. He has eternity. He also has plenty of love and compassion. He doesn't think your fears are foolish or silly at all. He won't tell you to buck up or to get tough. He's been where you are. He knows exactly how you feel. And he knows what you need. That's why we ask in our prayers, just as Jesus did, if you are willing. Was God willing? The answer to that is yes and no. He didn't take away the cross, but he took away Jesus' fear. God didn't still the storm, but he calmed the Lord to endure the storm. Who's to say he won't do the same for each of us? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 reminds us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Don't measure the size of the mountain. Talk to the one who can move it. Instead of carrying the world on your shoulders, talk to the one who holds the universe on his. At its root, worrying about unchangeable things, or really about anything, is an example of unbelief. It puts a burden on us that we do not have to bear. We don't have to worry about anything because God is always with us. He is faithful and can always be trusted. God keeps all of his promises. Even if our worst nightmare comes true, we can rest in the character of God because he never changes. He is good and loving, and nothing will ever change those realities. Because of his unchanging faithfulness, we can exchange worry for faithful belief in him. The Lord is in control of every circumstance. Nothing happens unless he allows it. Key word there, he allows it. Doesn't mean he does it, but he allows it. Even if something terrible happens to us, he allowed it. He didn't necessarily do it. We can find hope in God no matter what we face in life, even if we bring it upon ourselves. God can give us the strength to get through it, just like he did with an angel to Jesus, or even to me, because of his love for us and his gift of grace that he has for all of us. Hope is only a choice and a prayer away. Ignore the ones who tell you that it's too late for you. Maybe you have left fear rule your life in the past. But today I ask you to stand up and give your fears to God. At least try it. Because you are the beneficiary, whether you are young or old. You are the beneficiary. I ask you, could you use some hope in this life, especially with everything occurring in this world today? Could you use a fresh start? At some point in life, we all could use a fresh start. It's never too late to begin again. And the good news I have is this. Our God is the God of fresh starts. Now the worries and fears are gone if we just turn them to our Father. If we just go to our Father. Father knows best how great thou art. Could our ushers please come forward for the tithing?
My soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great.
pray that you will accept these gifts from us and given to you for the thanksgiving for all that you have given to us. Please bless these gifts that they will be used for your benefit and ministries to spread the good news and to glorify you. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Please turn your hymnals to page 593. Here I am, Lord.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. Oh, who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? I will hold.
Go this week knowing that our Father is always on our side. He loves us and is with us always. If you truly trust Him, He will see you through everything that happens in your life with no fear, no worry. God, the Father, will, His will be done, because Father always knows best.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.